Thank you for calling Little Rock Jewelers. This is Emma.
Hey, Emma, it's Adrienne, RDI Diamonds. How's it going over there?
It is good. How are you?
I'm good. You're busy, 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 huh? You guys
yes.
Tell them that. How's the other store? Like, I know you guys just opened it.
Yes, it's not too crazy yet. It's a beautiful store, though. Holy crap.
Oh, really? Oh, yes. My gosh.
They don't have a whole lot of pieces in there yet, but it is stunning. It's in a, I will say, I don't want to call it a sketchy area, but not the safest area.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So we are a little more careful over there.
Yeah, no. Do they have to get buzzed in over there?
Not yet. That is a good idea, though.
Yeah.
But they have all different regulations in the town and everything. I mean, to get that store up and running took a while because they have so many different rules than we do here. We're just in a little farm town, so
well,
going
yeah,
to
nobody's,
a...
no farmer is going to bother a small business, you know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yes. Where, do you know the city of Aurora?
It's south of Chicago, right?
Kind of, yes. I would say
mm-hmm.
southwest, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Chicago just scares me in general.
Yeah,
so,
very different audience over there, but also higher income. So hopefully we get some more naturals over there.
Yeah, right. Have you guys been selling a lot at this store?
Not yet. It's still picking up. I will say that.
I know. Well, we have 2 weeks, if you can believe it. I mean, where did the year go?
It is crazy. You know what? Hey, I do have a new employee here.
Okay.
And he is really good at selling naturals. So let me see if he has any requests to see any in store.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's wonderful.
Give me just a second. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, thanks.
Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
You guys still do memos, correct?
Yeah, for natural, yes.
Yes, okay. So he's going to put a list together of what he wants or needs. Can I have you call me? What time do you guys get there in the morning?
So we get here at like 9:15, and then we have a meeting at 9:30. That's
okay,
my time, so I'm an hour ahead of you.
Yeah, you just call me when you're available. He's going to be here at 9 o'clock, actually 8 o'clock. So you call whenever you're available, and then he can give you that list tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Do you want my email address too? He can email it.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Because then, he can email to begin to let me know, and then I can see the list tomorrow morning before I call you.
Okay.
Yeah. So my email is going to be A as in Apple. S as in Sam, W as in White, E as in Elephant, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy, at RDIDiamonds.com. Are you talking about Mark? Is he, because he's the new, he started.
Yes.
Yeah. I talked to him when he first started, back in early November.
Okay.
So, just have him email me, because I remember he worked for another jewelry store for years before that.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
He could tell you more about that. I don't know much.
No, that's okay, Emma. No. I'm glad you put me in touch, and then...
yeah, absolutely. I know it's so rare that I honestly get a natural diamond customer, and when I do, it's something small. So we'd like to use you guys more, because we like you.
Oh, well, thank you. I know. Well, we're not, shove it in your face type of
and I appreciate that because we do have a lot of that with our lab diamond guys.
Oh yeah, they're all Indian.
Yes, exactly.
And
I can't understand them either.
Right. Yeah. Not to be rude, but
stop yelling at me. I don't even know what you're saying.
And they're probably just talking.
Yes.
Yeah, but they are very rude. They'll call us and you tell them. No, we don't do lab grown. We don't need anything. And they still keep talking over you.
Oh, my God. Yes, all the time. And or if you ask to call them back, they are very, very abrasive about it.
Oh, yeah. We've had to actually hang up on them.
Yep, that's what we do now. We give them about a minute. We talk to them. Once we realize who they are, we hang up on them. And then we actually had, our first big scam call last week Like, someone was trying to make a purchase over the phone with someone else's card.
Oh, geez.
And we found out because they told us, oh, we're the town over. And we're like, okay, how far are you out? And they said 25 minutes. The town's not even 5 minutes away. So immediately we caught on, and I'm glad we did catch on that fast. But they would not stop calling us. I mean, consistently over and over again. And we have landlines, so I had to figure out how to block them on there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They were really desperate to get something. That's crazy. Like, this credit card scams now, like, during Christmas, it's the worst.
You never know.
Oh, no. But anyway, yeah, tomorrow, like, he can put the list together, and then I can call tomorrow, like, around 10 my time. You said he'd be there at 9?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I'll do that, Emma. No worries.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too. Take care. Bye.